I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Tuesday, November 2nd. Quincy voters are headed to the polls today to decide races for school committee and city council. There are six candidates for three school committee seats, including incumbents Emily Lebo, Doug Guttrow, and Courtney Perdios. Bill Burke is seeking one of the three at-large city council seats, and incumbent councilors in Wards 1, 2, and 5 also face challengers. QATV will have live election night coverage after the polls close at 8 o'clock. The jury is now determining whether Matthew Potter of Weymouth should be found guilty of manslaughter for the death of Christopher McCallum after a fight outside the Nickerson American Legion post in Quincy in January 2019. Closing arguments were made yesterday in Norfolk Superior Court. Prosecutors say Potter and his brother started a fight with McCallum and his brother. The defense argues the Potters were the victims. An employee of the Nage building on the Bergen Parkway in Quincy says he arrived at work yesterday to find a noose on his chair. Police say the report came in just after 8:30 yesterday morning. Detectives are now investigating. First responders revived a man who was overdosing in a car outside the South Shore YMCA in Quincy yesterday. Police responded to a report of an unconscious male behind the wheel of a car on Coddington Street just before 3 p.m. First responders administered Narcan and revived the man, who will face motor vehicle charges. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Tuesday, November 2nd.